SBS Radio.
Yes, so this has been an issue for the last 3 years. The Keep New South Wales Safe Coalition, led by the Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Al-Hadef, has pointed out many times that the Section 20D of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Act, which is supposed to protect people from various minority groups, from abuse on the streets and from violent incitements, but it's actually, since the laws were introduced, there hasn't been a single prosecution made under it yet. So there was a big problem in how it's implemented. So finally, after 3 years, the New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman announced last week that there will be new laws to replace these ineffective provisions, which in the past have even led to offenders such as Hizbut al-Tahrir spiritual leader Ismail al-Wawa to escape prosecution when he encouraged violence specifically against Jews.
So this is really good news for the Jewish community and also for other minority groups, for multicultural Australia. And I know Vic Al-Hadef was working really hard to push for it. What is his reaction?
Yeah, so he obviously welcomes the government's decision. It's taken a little while, but he gives them credit for responding to the Keep New South Wales Safe Coalition's concerns and taking this very important step, which will result in, if people are found prosecuted, with a maximum penalty of 3 years now for imprisonment and a fine of $11,000. So there's hope for practical information measures to come of this.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, we all know that Australia is very generous, giving money to countries overseas. They call it foreign aid to countries in need around the world. And 43.8 million in aid Australia provided to the Palestinians in the last financial year, in this financial year. But there are some problems there.
Yes, so, and of that $43.8 million, $10 million goes straight to the Palestinian Authority, which doesn't hide the fact that it provides payments to terrorists in Israeli jails and their families, and the families of terrorists who've been killed. Another $20 million of that, we must remember, goes to the UN Relief and Works Agency, which puts a lot of funds into buying Palestinian Authority textbooks for 500,000 odd students in its schools. Some of these things in these textbooks have been found to be very problematic and very anti-Israel and even anti-Semitic in some cases. So Bishop wrote directly to the Palestinian Authority Foreign Affairs Minister about this, seeking assurances that Australian aid money is not funding terrorists and their families. This has been welcomed by the Australian Jewish leaders and also some federal politicians, like Tasmanian Senator Eric Abetz, who said during estimates conversation that money received by the PA through aid frees up money for the terrorist activities that implemented also, and also a question whether families of Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists killed in the recent Gaza border clashes would be entitled to Palestinian Authority payments. Yeah, so he's pointing out that even indirectly, if money is freed up for these organizations, the Palestinian Authority, other money can be used for other things like terrorism against Israel. Senator Leinhelm also questioned the links between Hamas and UNRWA, including Hamas members teaching in that organization's schools and the group's control of that organization's workers' union. So it's very much an issue being discussed in Parliament now.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, a former Emmanuel school teacher, Paul Benjamin, has been found not guilty and acquitted of child sex charges.
Yes, so Benjamin, who's 48, was charged last year with several offences stemming from alleged incidents in the early 2000s. It was not alleged they occurred at the school, at Emmanuel School, but after 7.5 hours of deliberation in court, a jury found him not guilty last Wednesday in the New South Wales Downing Centre District Court, with Judge Leonie Flannery presiding.
Shane, on a different matter, community identity Betty Wickenfield passed away last week.
Yes, yeah, she died sadly at the age of 87, and she's been remembered by the Jewish community as a highly respected stalwart. She was born Bracha Bloch Wilkenfeld. She arrived in Australia from Lithuania in 1933, and she became actively involved and passionate about the Jewish community here and in Israel. She had roles at the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, the Sydney Jewish Museum, and she was also a president of WITSO New South Wales. Her children, David, Simon and Judy Wilkenfeld, told the AJN, "We're all devastated and very sad that Betty has passed away, but the families are very proud of Betty, what she did, what she achieved in life for the benefit of others."
So Betty Wickenfield will always be remembered by the Jewish community, especially in Sydney, for her work for the community and for WITSO New South Wales. And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, I read in the AJN about the Emmanuel School's incredible initiative of introducing the school children to Aboriginal communities.
Yes, so they study this, of course, in kindergarten to year five, focusing on local Aboriginal education and connection and history. And so what a great way for them to learn about this when about 80 year six students and their parents recently visited Maturanga and Julkamingan in the Northern Territory on a trip aimed at building understanding on Aboriginal Australia. And so during this, they got to visit the Julkamingan school, interact with the local students. They had a session with Aboriginal artist Kurun Warun, and they absolutely loved the trip. One student, Jasper, said the trip was an eye-opening experience, and she learned a great deal, not only about the wildlife, but also the people and the communities and what life is like in that very different community.
Yeah, it's really exposing the kids and letting them see the world, that it's not just eastern suburb Sydney.
That's right. Principal Andrew Watt said the Northern Territory, and specifically this community, was so unique, and to be able to immerse themselves and have that experience spending time with children their age in those communities was just, they'll remember this for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, of course, it's a very, very valuable experience. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.